Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring in Chris Rose from NFL Network. He's also on MLB Network with a fantastic show called Intentional Talk with Kevin Millar. You guys are hilarious on that show, man. Welcome back to the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Oh, we got to turn them on. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Holy smokes. I thought I was getting kicked off before I even started. It's a bad sign. Thank you. Yeah, we have a great time on this show. It's easy. You just kind of wind up Millar and let him go. And, you know, when he says something stupid, like every 37 seconds, I just roll my eyes or put my, you know, my forehead in my hands. That's always my famous move right there. So it's good. But why didn't I get a team sweatshirt here? I mean, seriously.
Well, we got to take you out back and jump you in first. You got to take a couple of punches, maybe a kick to the groin, then you get a hoodie.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I've been married for 21 years. I know a kick to the groin. I've seen it. Thank you. Excellent.
He's got jokes, too, and you saw a lot of those jokes on one of the best sports shows of all time, Best Damn Sports Show, period, and Game Day Prime with Dion. What's it like working with Dion, man?
It's good. It's good. This year I had a little different role. I actually did a highlight show called Game Day Highlights, but I'll be back working with Prime and with LT this week at Super Bowl Prime, which if you want to stop down, we'll be at NFLX, and we shoot at 9 o'clock live, and we've got great guests. And listen, it's always awesome working with Dion and LT, two of the best to ever play at their respective positions. And for Dion, especially this week, it's crazy. You know, I just saw him in the elevator this morning. I was like, Prime, you doing okay? You going to hold up? It's only Tuesday, because everybody's pulling and tugging at that guy. And it's great. He's shooting some cool features. He's going to go hang out at Rick Ross's house, which, of course, is Evander Holyfield's old mansion, in case you need a spare room to stay in.
I do. Ross, give me a call.
Yeah.
It's my boy.
Is he listening right now?
Probably.
Probably not.
Yeah, he's probably not paying attention.
I bet you he's got a cool 92.9 sweatshirt. Bet you.
I'm going to tell you, if Rick Ross wanted my sweatshirt, he could have it right now.
Good.
So if you want it, you can have Rick's.
Did you shave your back hair today?
No. Okay. And I'm sweating a little bit, too,
so
it's going to be a little bit dirty.
I can see it.
Which is never going to be.
Seriously, are the bosses making you guys wear this under the hot lights right now? Where are they?
He's right over there.
Who is that?
He's got the vest and the purple long sleeve. Turn straight behind you, Chris.
The great Terry Fox.
Yeah, Terry
Fox. Right back there.
Terry?
Purple and black.
Yeah. Terry, you're making these guys wear these sweatshirts on air? Yeah. Are you kidding me? They're not walking billboards. These are human beings here. Give them a break. You know what? They're going to call in sick tomorrow. Thank you.
We might call OSHA, but we're not calling it sick.
We're not calling it sick.
I'll tell you that. We're loving
this. Because this is a need-to-show-up business. You don't show up today, and guess what? You're not here tomorrow.
I understand. In fact, he's already finding a replacement. That's the best part. I can see him work on the phone.
21 years of marriage, you're okay to maybe come home unemployed. Less than 2 years of marriage, I come on unemployed and unmarried. That's usually what happens in that time frame.
Excellent. What's the problem with that? I'm sorry.
Nothing. My wife is way too beautiful for me.
I hear you. Believe me. We all over the skis. I get it.
I love it. I love it.
I want to ask you, Deion Sanders being here in Atlanta, a little bit different this year than Minneapolis as far as, like, what the scene is like here in Atlanta. Minneapolis was, like, negative 100, and here we're closing schools and it's 55 degrees outside.
Yeah. Actually, it's a little nippy today. I lived here for 3 years, and this is about as cold as it gets some days.
Yep.
You know what I like about this setup is that it's very walkable. Now, maybe not today because it's a little chilly, but the rest of the time, yeah. And everything is close to one another. You got your convention center. You got, you know, Super Bowl Live. You'll have the concerts outside. It's great. It's a good setup here for this city, and I think it won't be another 20 years before it gets back.
The great Chris Rose hanging out with Rick and John here. We are live at Super Bowl Radio Row, the Game Time Super Bowl Broadcast Center at the GWCC. I got to talk a little baseball with
Let's
you,
do it.
Okay? The Atlanta Braves, our beloved Atlanta Braves, 90 wins last year.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas has them at 84 this year. I have been very outspoken that I'm not a fan of this offseason. I'm not a fan of bringing McCann back. I'm not a fan of keeping Markakis. I think you need to go get a Craig Kimbrell at the back end of the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there's roster arrogance, Chris. I feel like they think what we got is good enough. And, you know, you've been doing this for a while. You got to tweak. You got to add. You got to enhance. So where are you at with the Braves offseason?
I think that's a pretty accurate assessment. I love what happened with him last year. See, I will be in total disagreement with Jan McCann, by the way. I think his importance behind the scenes for a young team, a guy that's won a ring and has been a leader wherever he's been, whether it was here, New York, Houston. I mean, go talk to those Astros players about what Brian McCann meant to them, and maybe not the Brian McCann we used to see winning Silver Sluggers behind the dish, but just Brian McCann, the dude. That's important. It's $2 million. I mean, I get it. Kurt Suzuki played great the last couple of years. Great. So they might miss that part, but what they missed there, they might gain in leadership. We don't know what price tag we can put on that. Donaldson was an interesting one. $23 million for a guy who's battled injuries the last 2 years. That's going to be interesting because I'm a Johan Camargo fan. Mm-hmm. I like him. I like what he brings to the table. I think they need a stud in front of Foltynewicz. I thought they would have been smart to trade with my Indians to try and pry away Kluber or Bauer.
We agree.
I think that not all those guys that are in the top 100 are going to make it.
Thank
Tell
you.
Them, Chris, look right there. Watch 92.9thegame.com. How many are going to make it? They've got eight out of the top 100.
Right,
How many?
It doesn't matter what number I say, 3, 4, 5. And by the way, even if they make it, they don't have to make it with you. The point is that those guys can be shipped out to help solidify other parts of your team. Go get some bullpen help. Get a stud at the top of the rotation. I actually don't mind the Markakis signing. You're talking about $6 million for a guy who's going to post up every day. That's okay.
Right.
Like if you did, like who else would you want to go get AJ Pollock?
No, but Chris, my whole thing is why are we on the cheap right now? You won
Everybody's
90 games. You got Acuña. Like let's go for it. Let's get in the fast
Everybody
lane.
But the Nationals are on the cheap right now. Now somebody's going to pay Harper and Machado, and the Phillies keep telling us they got stupid money to spend, and they spent some of it, you know, on Robertson and McCutchen, and they'll add, I think, one of those two guys is my guess. And by the way, with people who are saying, well, they're not respecting the Braves, only 84 wins. In part, that's because the division's gotten better,
mm-hmm.
right? The Mets aren't going to have 77 wins.
Right.
Right? The Nationals, even if Harper's not there, are still going to be pretty good. The top three in that rotation, it ain't bad.
No question.
It ain't bad. And they got better behind the plate.
Great hitting
Jones
lineup.
And Suzuki. It's a pretty good team. So, and the Phillies, I think, will get better. So, I think it's fascinating. Far and away, the most interesting division we got going.
Who's the closest to the Red Sox at this point? And I know free agency still hasn't really shaken out the way that you want it, but they were far and away better than everybody last year.
Not true.
You don't feel that way?
No. Houston's better than them right now.
Okay.
They added Michael Brantley.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I despise what the Astros did in trading for Roberto Osuna while he was suspended, and it sickened me, and I was pissed off about it, just as a baseball fan, he's a good closer, plays baseball well. They still have a stud rotation. Even with, I think they're going to go sign somebody. You know, I get it. They say, well, who do they have after Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander? I think they'll be okay. Red Sox, I don't know what they're doing at the back end of their bullpen.
Me either. You have to re-sign Kimbrel, in my opinion. Like, you have
to. I think
to.
They're just waiting for the price to come down, but that's a fishy game. You know, that's a tough
game. Well, somebody could swoop in and get him.
I know. They say, well, it's already February almost. Nobody's taking
Matt
him,
Barnes so. Is at the back end of their bullpen right
Matt
now.
Matt Barnes has been fine.
He's all right.
You know, Brazier was good, but, I mean, are you going to rely on a guy who had to kind of find himself overseas? You can give the ball to him in clutch situations day after day. That's tough.
But Chris Rose, who you got in the bowl?
The Senior Bowl was already played. No deal.
Who you got in this game on Sunday?
We were talking
here
about
Atlanta.
The Bad Boy Bowl, Gasparilla Bowl is what we were talking about.
Yeah, I'm not picking against the Patriots. I'm just not. I still am going to take a few days to kind of dig through my research and make my head spin, so I really don't know what I'm talking about when I have to make a prediction on air on Sunday. I think the Patriots will end up winning this. I hope it's a good game, and it usually is, because each of their 8 Super Bowls with Brady and Belichick have been decided by less than 1 score. So that's good for us as fans.
It is, and it's a total different from what we got in the 80s, where every game was a 50-point blowout, it seemed like.
Right. It was unbearable to watch, and lately they've been great for the most part.
Now the only unbearable thing will be Maroon 5.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, I listen to them. You know, I have a son that goes to the same school that Adam Levine went to.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not so sure that my 13-year-old son will end up tatted up on The Voice, you know, part 37, and having people bash them for their halftime musical performance at Super Bowl 60. But we'll see. We'll see.
You getting any of the prop bets, like the shoes that Levine is wearing or the first song they're going to play?
Never heard what you're talking about.
All right, I understand. Chris, we really appreciate your
Chris,
time,
awesome
man.
Stuff.
Guys, thank you. Good luck on staying married.
I need that.
Yeah.
You too.
Guys, thanks. And
thank you, Chris.
I'll
have a great week.
I'll give you the address where you can send the sweatshirt.
We will do that.
What's your boss's name? Terry
Fox.
Again?
Yeah, call him up.
Where is he? Terry.
Shake him down.
These guys deserve a raise. They've been phenomenal. Seriously. They sleep in their hoodies.
They do.
That's how dedicated they are to 92.9. Free hoodies for everybody that drops by. Let's go. Come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.